In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers and sisters. On this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, today's gospel actually teaches us several things. It shows us that the Lord is more powerful than any evil, and also that he does good even to those who are unable to ask his help, and that he also does good even when those who he tries to do good for reject him. Now, if we had lived in this country of the Gadarenes, probably back around 32 AD, we would certainly have heard plenty about these two possessed men. By the way, the Gospel of Luke mentions one possessed man, the Gospel of Matthew mentions two. The Holy Fathers say this is how the Gospels are, is that one writer observes maybe the more notorious of the two men and mentions him, where the other one says there were two. You know, had we lived in that time, we would have heard plenty about these possessed men who lived at the cemetery and how they were wild and violent and would do harm to anyone passing that way. And we certainly would have learned to stay away from that area. Our parents would have told us, you don't go out by that area, much in the same way as we might avoid a dangerous neighborhood in a city today. And so too, even in our times, there are plenty of bad things that happen in the world today. And certainly, many people doubt whether God cares, or whether he even can do anything about the evils that we see. Well, fortunately for us, we can clearly see that Christ is in charge and can do anything he wants to. And he will put an end to evil, but he's also told us that this will happen when he returns in his second coming. Many people today question how God could permit evil and suffering to exist, and that if he truly loved us, he would destroy evil right now and we would all live in peace and safety. However, the Holy Scriptures and the Holy Fathers have explained this all very clearly over the past 2,000 years. As St. John Chrysostom writes about this, "For what intent did the devils destroy the swine? Everywhere they have labored to drive men to dismay, and everywhere they rejoice in destruction. This, for instance, the devil did with respect to Job. Although in that case, too, God suffered it, but neither in that case as complying with the devil, but willing to show his own servant the more glorious, cutting off from the evil spirit all pretext for his shamelessness, and turning on his own head what was done against the righteous man. Because now also the contrary of what they wished came to pass. For the power of Christ was gloriously proclaimed, and the wickedness of the demons from which he delivered those possessed by them was more plainly indicated, and how they want power to touch even swine." So, if we recall the story of Job, he was a righteous man and did much good to many people. And there's this conversation between God and Satan. And Satan says that if, it's almost like a wager in a sense. Satan says to God, if you will let me tempt Job, he will not be righteous very long. And God said, yes, he will. Go ahead and tempt him, but you may not kill him. And so, of course, Satan sends all sorts of calamities to Job. And Job simply endures them and will not, you know, curse God and die, as even his own friends and family advise him to. And so what happens in the end, everything is restored to Job, Satan is defeated, and he's even more glorious than he was before. So that's what St. John Chrysostom is telling us about here. And also, St. Cyril of Alexandria points out that, you know, think about this now. Here's these demons that are possessing this man. Christ is, you know, casting them out. And if they had authority, if the demons had the power, they would have just gone into the swine themselves, you know, and they would have done whatever they wanted to do. But the fact is, this kind of reveals something that is, they can't do anything because, you know, unless God permits it. So they had to ask Jesus permission. Is it okay if we go into the swine? And then he said, okay, go ahead. And then they went in, and then, of course, right away, they, you know, run the swine down into the water. So this is encouraging for us because even though sometimes it seems like we don't have much power to, you know, work against evil and that we see around us, yet we know that God has that power, and we know that if we're faithful to him, that he protects us from evil. And God does this because he loves us with a love that we cannot really fully imagine. You know, as it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And as one Holy Father pointed out, since God is omnipotent and is all-powerful to prevent anything from happening that he does not wish to happen, it also follows that whatever does happen, therefore, is by God's permission. And since we know and trust that he loves us and wants only our good, and, as it says in the epistles, for all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, then when God permits something to happen, it's actually for our benefit. And many times we can see a silver lining even when something apparently bad happens, you know, some kind of suffering or illness or misfortune. But on the other hand, sometimes we also must just simply trust in the Lord, even though we may not understand everything right now. So if we're having tough times, if we just trust in the Lord, it'll all work out okay. And in today's account of the casting out of these demons, we can see a great deal of good that happens. Christ has healed the two men, so that did them quite a bit of good, so now they're in their right minds and clothed. He's rid the community of a dangerous threat. Now people can safely pass by on the road and not get attacked all the time. And he has come to the people of Gadara in that area of the Gadarenes, just as he came to the Samaritan people after meeting the woman at the well. So now they have an opportunity to meet Christ, you know, to thank their benefactor and learn from Christ about the kingdom of heaven and how they may reach salvation. And this is, of course, what the Samaritans did. Now, that these people did not welcome Christ, but instead asked him to depart from them, was entirely their choice. But no one can really blame Christ, who came to them, since as the lover of man, he only wanted to help them. And this miraculous healing also reveals the mercy of our Lord. And just as when he healed the man who was deaf and mute, although the man was unable to ask for help because of infirmity, so these possessed men were also unable to ask Christ for help because of their condition. And yet the Lord had compassion on them and healed them just the same by casting out those demons. And if the Gadarenes had considered it, the fact that their valuable swine perished could be seen as a blessing in disguise, since they attached more importance to their financial profit than their own salvation. Losing the source of that wealth could have led them to repentance, which in turn would have helped them to achieve salvation. And that is an eternal treasure that's of much greater importance than just some earthly gain. And finally, as it says in the scriptures, the Father maketh his Son to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Christ did all this good to these people, who instead of thanking him, rejected him and asked him to leave them. So the good and merciful Lord never stops pouring out his love and kindness, even to those who hate him. And here is divine love in action that we as Christians are called to imitate. So let us, brothers and sisters, rejoice in the almighty power and merciful kindness of our Lord and show our love for him by always seeking to please him. Let's thank him always for the many blessings he showered upon us, even when we do not deserve it. And let us not fear evil, knowing that our Lord will deal with evil in his own way and in his own time. But rather, let us always strive to please our Lord and welcome him into our midst, that we may join him in his eternal heavenly kingdom. Glory be to our God.